big question. When you decided that you wanted to be with this person that you're with for the rest of your lives, was it flowers? Was it candles? Was it a trip away somewhere? Was it, you know, the balcony of a skyscraper in New York, like it was for a friend of mine? How about writing it in 8-foot-high, 50-foot-long pink letters in Digbeth? Because that is exactly what happened. If you drove down the high street in Digbeth recently, you'll have seen Laura, marry me, painted across it. It's a boarded-up car showroom. BBC WM has managed to track down the lucky lady that the proposal was intended for. It's Laura. She's on the line now. Laura, good morning.
Good morning, Pete.
So when did you see it? When was the first time you saw this this big proposal?
It was a few weeks ago on a Tuesday morning when my partner drove me past it and then asked me what I thought.
So were you expecting it? Was that where you were in the relationship? You were thinking, oh, yeah, the next thing is we'll get married.
Well, we've been together for 12 years.
Oh, yeah, my God. 12 years, Laura, for goodness sake, what's the matter with him?
Well, exactly. And then we had a baby in September last year, who's now 8.5 months old.
Aww.
So I think it kind of was getting to the stage where marriage was kind of on the books.
Exactly, yeah. Were you putting a lot of pressure on him, Laura, to pop the question? Was he feeling quite nagged about it?
I wouldn't say he was feeling nagged about it, but I think my views on marriage were made quite clear to him.
I love that. What a diplomatic way of saying. So did you say yes straight away, or did you make him sweat it out?
I'm pretty sure I said yes straight away, but to be honest with you, I was shaking, and it all seemed a bit of a blur, to be honest with you. I can't tell you exactly what I said, because I can't actually remember, but I know even for the rest of the day, I continued to shake, and I was obviously very excited.
Yeah, and when you were growing up, Laura, was this how you expected your wedding proposal to be?
No, I don't think anybody could expect the proposal that I was given. I, in my head, have always thought, oh, wouldn't it be nice to go to the Monaco Grand Prix and, you know, to be on a balcony and you know, to have the question asked then. But to be honest with you, I think the way that the proposal was done was actually more romantic and more suiting to our relationship.
Oh, that's lovely. And quickly, Laura, when are you planning to get married? Have you set a date?
Yes, we're getting married at the start of August in Birmingham, and then we're just having a party with some close friends back at our house.
That's fantastic.
All very informal.
Yeah, well, I'll get my hat bought, and you know, I'll happily do a speech if you want that as well. Laura, thanks very much. Lovely to speak to you. That's Laura, the person mentioned in the Laura Marry Me graffiti you might have seen in Digbeth there, which is excellent. It's good that she said yes as well. We're asking for your marriage proposal stories as well. 08453 009956.
BBC WM.